Welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters, and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with the victory in the Iowa straw poll for Michelle Bachmann and the loss of her Minnesota twin, Governor Pawlenty, who has now withdrawn from the race. The director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota, Lawrence Jacobs, joins us to assess the chances of this insurgent candidate who has all but made Sarah Palin irrelevant. And then we'll look into divisions within the ranks of the Libyan opposition that appears to be not only hampering efforts to remove the Gaddafi dictatorship, but are also raising questions about exactly who NATO is supporting in its protracted effort at regime change through bombing. Wayne White, a former senior analyst with the State Department Bureau of Intelligence and Research, who has studied Libya extensively, joins us. Then Gloria Steinem joins us. She is the subject of a new documentary on HBO airing on Monday night, Gloria in Her Own Words. The founder of Ms. Magazine and an active member of Equality Now, Gloria will reflect on the status of women in America today and her long struggle to improve it. Joining us now is Lawrence Jacobs, who is the Walter F. and Joan Mondale Chair of Political Studies at the University of Minnesota. He also directs the Center for the Study of Politics and Government at the Hubert H. Humphrey School of Political Affairs. His books include The Unsustainable American State, Talking Together, Public Deliberation in America and the Search for Community, and Class War, Economic Inequality and the American Dream. Thank you for joining us here today on Background Briefing, Lawrence Jacobs.
Good to be with you.
And since you are from the state where the Minnesota Twins come from in terms of the Iowa straw poll, one lost and one won, and Governor Pawlenty just pulled out of the race, do you think Michelle Bachmann is a serious contender?
I think there's no doubt at this point that Michelle Bachmann is a serious contender, but we are very early on. She's now going to get the 24/7 scrutiny under the Klieg lights. She's had a history of misstatements. We'll see how she does. I think this is going to be a real test for her, obviously. But there's no doubt she's got tremendous momentum. She's going to be able now to raise significant amount of money, build a national organization, and reach out to a whole new set of followers.
And how much do you think the entrance of Rick Perry the day before, I think fairly effectively timed announcement that he's running, no surprise there, but he did even better in the straw poll, and he wasn't even running, than Mitt Romney.
Well, there's no doubt Rick Perry is going to be introducing a new element. He'll probably take some voters from Michelle Bachmann. I think that's why he jumped in. It's a sign of his awareness of Michelle Bachmann's presence and potential threat to his candidacy. But he's got a long way to go. He's now going to get that 24/7 scrutiny. He's got a record. He's had some Tea Party folks down in Texas go after him pretty hard, and I think we're going to see quite a bit of that in the coming weeks.
So you think that he's vulnerable from the Tea Party? I thought some of his statements were even more radical than what they've said.
Well, he's got a set of positions on immigration that the Tea Partiers down in Texas have skewered him for. There was also some criticism of him in terms of his budget and not really ratcheting down spending as much as the Tea Party would want. So what we've got is a campaign that is heavily tilted towards the conservative wing of the Republican Party. I think one of the big questions moving forward is whether this group of Republican candidates are moving so far to the right that they're going to have a hard time moving back toward the middle and winning over those independent voters who are so critical in a general election come November 2012.
Again, I'm speaking with Lawrence Jacobs, who's the director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota. We're talking about the two politicians from Minnesota, one of whom, former Governor Pawlenty, pulled out of the presidential race for the Republican nomination, and Michelle Bachmann won the Iowa straw poll. And I guess, though, what you're saying, Lawrence Jacobs, is that, I mean, that is a traditional belief in America, that the center is where American politics are, and that in the primaries, the Democratic candidates move to the left, and then moved back to the center, and conversely, the Republicans moved to the right in the primaries and moved back to the center. But how much has America moved to the right? I mean, we've had an example in the last few days in Washington with this debt ceiling hostage situation, where it seems like a very active group on the far right have essentially captured the Republican Party and captured national policy. I don't see anything stirring on the left, let alone the center. So are you confident that your calculus is accurate, or has America moved to the right?
Well, I think you're right that the debate in Washington clearly moved in a pretty conservative direction. You've got Barack Obama competing with Republicans on how to cut spending. So that dynamic is certainly on the conservative end of the political spectrum. But I think when you get to elections, it's going to be a different issue. If you look at the polling after the debt ceiling debate, you'll see that the Republicans took quite a beating because they were seen as being too conservative. That doesn't really concern them at this point, but as we move towards 2012, it will become a major concern. Now, this is going to be a challenge for them because their candidates are very much on the conservative to right wing of the Republican Party, and it's one of the questions that Tim Pawlenty kept raising, which is, it's fine to be, hard right guy or gal, in the case of Michelle Bachmann, but how are you going to beat Barack Obama if you're so far to the right?
So do you think that there's any baggage that's going to come out that we don't know about Michelle Bachmann from perhaps Minnesota, where you are? I mean, for example, I spoke to some journalists a while back in Minnesota who felt that if Pawlenty did well, and nobody was saying that he would, but if he did get more national scrutiny, the issues involved with the collapse of the bridge would come back to haunt him. So that's obviously water under the bridge, for a bad analogy. But tell me about what could come back to haunt Michelle Bachmann as she gets, as you mentioned earlier, that she gets the national Klieg lights, the scrutiny.
Well, I think there's already been some of that scrutiny. Her and her husband founded a clinic that has provided counseling for gays and homosexuals, and tried to kind of convince them that through prayer and religion they could be cured of this. That's gotten some scrutiny, though, of course, among Republican voters. There are plenty of folks who think that's a good idea. I think in terms of kind of the bridge falling in the water type of embarrassment, there's not a whole lot there because, frankly, Michelle Bachmann hasn't really played much of a role in terms of actually governing. I think more likely she's going to get scrutiny for her misstatements that will now become much more public rather than sliding off the national radar screen after a 12-hour or 24-hour news cycle. They're going to start to stick. So the question is, how disciplined a candidate can she be? Then there is the issues raised in recent New Yorker profile that may cheer some of them in the Republican Party, but it's going to, raise questions about Michelle Bachmann's viability as a national candidate who could win a general election.
So do you think, for example, Lawrence Jacobs, that I recall she was interviewed some time back by Chris Matthews, where she accused her colleagues in the House of Representatives of being communists and socialists, that had definite echoes of McCarthy period, which, of course, we thought was somewhat over now, particularly with the collapse of the Soviet Union. But the long and the short of it was, she really was quite, in those remarks, was quite incendiary. And she's obviously totally eclipsed Sarah Palin, and Palin has said similar things, you know, where they draw the line between real Americans and the rest of us. Do you think that is going to win? Obviously, it's going to win supporters on the right, but how much do you think that is against the grain now in current American politics? Obviously, it worked in the 50s, but does it work today?
Well, I don't think it's going to work today in a general election. And I think this is a very important distinction. When you come to the general election, it's a much larger group of people, and it's a more moderate electorate. And that kind of language, particularly when you don't have a Soviet Union existing, is not going to work for Michelle Bachmann. But within the battle for the Republican nomination, it could well work. And I think one of the dynamics moving forward is Rick Perry, Mitt Romney are part of the establishment of the Republican Party. Michelle Bachmann is running not only against the Democrats, Barack Obama, but against the Republican establishment. And as John Boehner, the Speaker in the House, and other Republicans make deals with Barack Obama on the upcoming budget and deficit issues, Michelle Bachmann will continue to stake out an oppositional perspective and continue to denounce the Republican leadership. That could well help her in the battle for the nomination. There are a lot of Republican primary voters and caucus goers who are frustrated with the Republican leadership.
But don't you think, on the other hand, Lawrence Jacobs, that if the press is doing their job, and she's obviously going to have to expose herself more to the press as she becomes a national candidate, surely somebody's going to ask her, and I believe there was a sort of rather half-hearted attempt on Fox to do this with Chris Wallace. The simple question, you know, you were the champion in the House of the Tea Party, calling essentially for the United States to default. And, you know, no serious, sensible person who knows anything about economics thinks that that was a responsible position to take. Is she going to be challenged on that?
Well, I think maybe some reporters will challenge her on it. But again, among a large group of Republican primary voters and caucus goers, that's not an unpopular position. It actually does quite well. I think the tension, though, again, is going to be within the Republican Party battle, because particularly Romney is not going to be supporting that position. He's someone that the business community and the establishment is comfortable with. They are confident that he would not take the country into default. But that's the tension, because Michelle Bachmann is reflecting this more populist uprising among conservatives and Tea Partiers who really don't subscribe to what had been the long-time business orientation of the Republican Party. This is really a battle, again, not just between Michelle Bachmann and Democrats, but it's a battle over the direction of the Republican Party.
Again, I'm speaking with Lawrence Jacob, director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governments at the University of Minnesota. So could this end up then, could she be in a fairly unenviable position, in as much as she's going to do very well with the base, and she's a real a possibility to become the Republican nominee. But you've made the distinction between the populist base of the Republican Party and the establishment of the Republican Party that supports Mitt Romney. So if you have that establishment versus base situation, she could end up as vice president, because I recall the last time that battle took place was when Ronald Reagan ran against Herbert Walker Bush, where Bush was the anointed establishment presidential candidate, and Reagan was the populist insurgent. And in order to heal the party after the bruising primary, Reagan chose Bush as his vice president. Could that happen in the reverse situation in 2012, where Romney could beat a Bachmann and then take her on as the VP to heal the party?
It's possible, and you know, I think what's going to be important to see is how this race runs out. It's certainly feasible that Michelle Bachmann is going to be the alternative candidate, would build some support as you run through the early schedule. She could, quite conceivably be the front runner as you move into Super Tuesday in March of 2012. On the other hand, I think there's a real question as to whether we've got a situation with Romney where he's already plateaued So there's just a lot of unknowables here, but certainly Bachman is a VP candidate. It's conceivable. I think if Perry were to win, or maybe even Romney, they might be looking for a diversity element to their candidacy, including Senator Rubio from Florida.
Yeah, if Perry were to win, of course, it would be the opposite situation where he would want to put a moderate on to balance the ticket. So I thank you for joining us here today, Lawrence Jacobs.
Good to be with you.
Bye-bye. And hello again, I'm Ian Masters. I was just speaking then with Lawrence Jacobs, who is the Walter F. and Joan Mondale Chair of Political Studies at the University of Minnesota. He also directs the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the Hubert H. Humphrey School of Political Affairs. And his books include The Unsustainable American State, Talking Together, Public Deliberation in America, and The Search for Community, and Class War, Economic Inequality, and the American Dream. We're going to take a brief station break, and we will be back in a moment talking about the Libyan opposition with the former head of research at the Bureau, State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research. Also, that will be followed later by Gloria Steinem, who will be joining us. So let's take a break.
Come on now, who do you